For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenney.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Senator Jeff Merkley from Congress. My team contacted this facility and asked for permission for me to come and see what is going on inside with these children.
Well, we don't have any permission on that, so I'm going to have to please ask you to step away, sir.
Over the weekend, Jeff Merkley, Democratic senator from Oregon, visited Southwest Key Casa Padre, a migrant children's shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Senator Merkley's visit was prompted by the new zero-tolerance policy that Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced last month. The policy targets migrants who are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border or requesting asylum, and those traveling with children risk being separated from them.
Reportedly, there are 1,000 children locked up inside, many of whom may be unaccompanied minors who arrived in the U.S., but many whom also arrived with their families but have been forcibly separated from their parents as their parents await asylum hearings. This new policy is one we have never seen, and that is the administration saying that when people have gone through horrific circumstances abroad and apply for asylum in the U.S., we're going to double down on cruelty to the children in order to dissuade them from actually coming to seek asylum. And that's just reprehensible, unacceptable, un-American, immoral, and it needs to end. Let me share a little bit with you also about the processing center. You go in and you see a series of cages that look like large dog kennels with people jammed into them with space blankets. They look exhausted, they look terrified. There's a number of folks who are emotionally upset. A number of folks in these dog kennel type cages, large cages holding babies. And then an adjacent room is a huge warehouse. And in this huge warehouse are very large cages in which the children have been separated from the parents. So one of those very large cages held, must have been around 50 young boys. And the tallest was not much taller than my desk. So I would guess 4 or 5 years old. And then they were, because they were in line by height, that went up through, I gather, 16 or 17 years old. To realize that these children have just recently been at that facility, separated from their parents, is something that should be of concern for everyone. But at that moment, after they are separated, they are transferred from DHS authority, Department of Homeland Security, to the Department of Health and Human Services, which runs these large detention centers. These detention centers, the activities there are being hidden from the American public.
Protesters gathered in more than 24 cities across the country last Friday to stand against the Trump administration's practice of separating immigrant parents and children at the U.S. southern border, a big departure from past practice. The local Inland Mendocino protest happened in front of the courthouse in downtown Ukiah at 5 p.m., the height of after-work traffic on State Street. Approximately 15 people were in attendance. Maddie Avina.
I'm a culturally Jewish person, and what's going on in our country just smacks of Nazism to me, and the rounding up of another race of people and separating parents from children and taking people from their homes in the dead of night and not letting children have school or services. All those things happened in Germany, and they happened in Poland, and they happened in Austria, and they happened, you know, all over Europe where my ancestors come from. And I am here to put my body on the line to do my part to say, no, this isn't, I'm not going to be complicit in this.
Cynthia Reiser Jevons.
I am here to stand for the children who absolutely should be kept with their families. We need to honor our immigrant families. We need to protect our immigrant families. And we are not doing that now.
Polly Gervin.
It's been breaking my heart for the past week. I feel so helpless that this is the final straw for me of the racism of Donald Trump and his administration, because I just can't see the children being torn, crying from their mother's arms at our southern border. And I really just don't think they would do this to European families coming with their children. I really do see this as racism, bold, simple, ugly at its worst. And we're better than this in America.
Thank you to WNYC's The Takeaway for the audio interview of U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley from Oregon. You can listen to the full episode from The Takeaway at WNYCstudios.org.
I have put in place a zero-tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
That was Attorney General Jeff Sessions. For KZYX News, I'm Hope McKenna.
Some of us are illegal, some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Oh, goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus, hey Maria. You won't have a day when you ride a big airplane. All they will call you will be deported.